Sermon 3. Beware! By Allah, Abu Bakr dressed himself with the Caliphate. And he certainly knew that my position in relation to the Caliphate was the same as the position of the axis in relation to the handmill. The flood water flows down from me, and the bird cannot fly up to me. I put a curtain against the Caliphate and kept myself detached from it. Then I began to think whether I should assault or endure calmly the blinding darkness of tribulations, wherein the grown-up are made feeble and the young grow old, and the true believer acts under strain till he meets Allah on his death. I found that endurance thereon was wiser. So I adopted patience, although there was pricking in the eye and suffocation of mortification in the throat. I watched the plundering of my inheritance till the first one went his way, but handed over the Caliphate to Ibn al-Khattab after himself. My days are now passed in difficulty, while there were days of ease when I enjoyed the company of Jabir's brother Hayyan. It is strange that during his lifetime he wished to be released from the Caliphate, but he confirmed it for the other one after his death. No doubt these two shared its udders strictly among themselves. This one put the Caliphate in a tough enclosure where the utterance was haughty and the touch was rough. Mistakes were in plenty, and so also the excuses therefore. One in contact with it was like the rider of an unruly camel. If he pulled up its rein, the very nostril would be slit, but if he let it loose, he would be thrown. Consequently, by Allah, people got involved in recklessness, wickedness, unsteadiness, and deviation. Nevertheless, I remained patient despite length of period and stiffness of trial, till when he went his way of death.